be very careful about launches and getting sucked into that kind of hype and being in the queue and hoping that you're going to get your unit and all that kind of stuff.
Are you just going to stand there and wish you bought it 5 years ago?
Yeah. Hello and welcome to this latest installment of the Two Fat Brokers podcast, or videocast, depending on how you're looking at it. I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I'm Barney from Dubai.
And today we're going to be talking about what to invest in, off-plan, secondary market, or something to renovate. Ooh. So if we start, well, let's do it in reverse order. What do you think about renovation at the moment?
Massive gap in the market.
In Dubai.
Yeah? Would you believe it?
Yeah.
I have seen so many terrible renovation jobs. Terrible okay. renovation jobs.
What's a terrible renovation job?
I mean, yeah, a lot of it comes down to they've got wood effect tiles on the floor when the price difference is probably 30-40%.
Uh-huh.
Why not put wood on the floor? Proper wood, engineered wood. You know, they've gone to mid-grade sanitary ware companies when to go to a proper, well-established, well-regarded sanitary ware company would cost you 20% more.
So you see people who buy units to renovate, to
yes.
They call it to flip, right?
Yeah, they call it flipping here. I mean, back in the UK, we don't. We call it something else. A renovation job.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you do see people doing that here.
Big time, yeah. It's been a massive driver of the market. Massive
really?
Driver of the market. Yeah. What's a nice way to put this? So you see a house that's on the market side by side, the same house. And, you know, house A has renovated theirs and they're asking for 5 million dirhams.
Uh-huh.
House B was worth 3, but now he sees his neighbors are asking 5. He's like, well, if I increase mine to 4... I'm still cheaper than this guy, but then someone will come in and pay me 4 and live in it, which isn't necessarily working out for them. They stay on the market for a long time. But if house A sells at 5 million, house B thinks, well, I've got to be worth more than 3. So they increase their price. So it's been quite a big driver for the market. But anecdotally, about 6 years ago, this market didn't really exist. You could have had a really nice house, nicely renovated, owner-occupied, so in good condition, on the market, and they would achieve a 5% uplift from the neighbor's house. People were just like, well, I'll just buy the cheapest one, and I'll live in that. I don't really care about the renovations that have been done.
So what's changed?
The buyers. So there are a lot more international buyers coming to Dubai, whereas before when the market was a lot slower, it was an internal churn of buyers and sellers. So the influx of foreign buyers was there, but certainly not in the numbers that it's in that we've seen since COVID.
And foreigners like renovated property?
Foreigners, yeah. I mean, who doesn't like renovated property? A foreigner doesn't want to go to a new country, buy a standard house that, you know, let's face it, a lot of these houses are quite old now. And then go through the rigmarole of full renovation in a country they don't know. You know, they haven't had time to suss out contractors, developers, processes, prices. You know, they want to come in, drop their bags and live in a house. That's what we've seen quite a lot. And to the point where very well executed renovation projects are achieving much, much higher prices. And then I'd go so far as to say, if you really want to capitalize, full turnkey, cutlery, crockery, towels, bed linen, everything.
Really? Like an Airbnb?
An Airbnb, but that's never been used before.
People wouldn't bring their own crockery and cutlery and
no. to the new when you house. Moved out here, how many knives and forks did you bring?
Yeah, but people like literally land and buy somewhere? Surely not. They rent for a year.
They do. They land and buy somewhere. In the demographic that I work in, it's a huge boon, a huge boon. People are like, yeah, so I don't have to go and, you know, let's say furniture. If you're buying a 50 million dirham house, you've got a certain standard of furniture that you want. That lead time on that furniture can be 6 to 8 months, but it's already here. I'm moving into a house that is perfectly set up for me. I don't even need to go to IKEA and buy a teaspoon. It's all there.
But surely
Or Villeroy and Bosch, or whatever.
Particularly when you're very rich, you have very specific tastes, right? What if you're like, well, this furniture's not.
Yeah, but you forego those tastes to not have to deal with the headache of everything else. And
don't rich people have people to deal with the headache for?
Yeah, but time. Rich people value time more than anything.
Yeah, very possibly. So,
do you agree with me? Did you just agree with me?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. If I mean, there's two things, right? You know, money and time. Some people are money poor and time rich, and some people are the other way around.
Mm.
I guess if you're rich, you're always time poor because, you know, you've got the money.
Very true. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you look at the opportunities, I mean, a lot of the opportunities have been sucked out of the market because we're kind of, you know, we've progressed a lot over the last 5-6 years. But going to an area like mine, Emirates Hills, you know, there's opportunities where you can buy a house for 30-40 million dirhams, you inject 10 million dirhams into it, maybe 15, and you produce a turnkey project, and they can put that back on the market at 75 million dirhams.
Wow. And so what we've seen in Abu Dhabi is because as the market's turned around, so for a long time, exactly as you said, you get nothing for a renovated property. And people didn't even really want to renovate their properties because you don't see the capital appreciation. But as soon as the market turned, as soon as the market starts to go up, a lot more people start to renovate their own property for themselves because they can see the value. We don't have, there's been a couple recently on our new project, Mangrove Village, who are people who want to buy and renovate, you know, to then resell. But it's quite a new market in Abu Dhabi. Whereas I guess in Dubai,
then
it's been
going
for a while.
Because if you're getting in now in a new market, you're going to reap the rewards.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are some people who really value, like let's say the super wealthy people who really value that kind of thing, and some people who would just be like, I'll still buy the cheapest one because I don't mind doing the renovations myself because I know it's going to save
but
me money.
There'll be people who already live here, right? And they know contractors and they've got friends who taught them how to do this, and you know, they're people that live here. In Abu Dhabi, your population is also starting to burgeon with new people moving to the capital, right? And they're the kind of demographic that will walk in and go, this is exactly what I need, and I'm prepared to pay the premium. Okay. And then in time, if I don't like the kitchen, in a couple of years, I can change that. It's not a big deal. But right now, I'm walking in, I'm dropping my bags, and I'm living.
Yeah, I mean, so if we're talking about buying things for renovation, it's quite a niche, you know, subject. If you're an investor, you need time to project manage it, you need the connections, and you need to have a fair chunk of cash to be able to put it in. But obviously the upsides are pretty good.
This is one thing that still baffles me a little bit. You know, your return on investment, if you leverage, if you finance that purchase, rather than going in all cash, your return on investment is far higher than if you just buy it in cash. But people just, they buy cash, they renovate, they sell, rather than putting down 40%, getting the bank's money for the other 60, and then taking your cream off the top when you do the renovation. Mm. So actually you don't need a huge wedge of cash. I mean, depending on what areas you're doing it in, you actually just need to be able to have an exit strategy that's gonna work.
I mean, you still need quite a lot of cash. Because let's say if you were thinking about buying a unit cash, what you could do is finance the unit and then use the additional cash, you know, to renovate it. There's not, you know, maybe Dubai is different, but, you know, but there's not a ton of people with that much cash just sitting around to just buy a house all cash. I know you work in a slightly different area, you know, in Abu Dhabi, we're more kind of, you know.
Conservative.
Not conservative. We're more kind of honest, working class kind of people. You
What's
know,
the opposite of honest?
Dishonest.
So are you calling us dishonest in Abu Dhabi? No,
no, I'm just saying we are more kind of, you know, I'd say working classes, we're kind of more middle class, let's say. There's not so many uber rich people with tons of cash just, you know, sitting around the place.
Okay.
In Abu Dhabi, we're more just sort of general middle class, who most people
and
will
Dubai
take
are obviously
finance.
The upper class.
No, not necessarily.
I'm not sure where you're going with this, Ben. I can get you a bigger shovel if you want to keep digging.
We don't have so many people who can buy cash. This is what I'm saying.
Yes, that's probably true.
So we're talking about three asset classes here. So clearly, you've got to be a little bit specialized to be someone who's going to take on a renovation project.
Yep.
You're going to have to be cash rich, and you're going to have to have the right kind of connections, because, you know, and you found this, you know, yourself a couple of times, getting the right kind of renovation company on board is incredibly important. They've got to be professional and, you know, some people you can manage.
Oh, and one thing I would just also caveat this. If anybody tells you to put porcelain slabs down on your floor, kick them out of the project. Go for natural stone or wood. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
And it, like, just a little, you know.
All right. Well noted. Yeah, so that's quite specialist. So then if you're not a specialist, if you're not a specialist investor and you can't do these kind of renovations, from your perspective, do you think people should invest in off-plan or standard secondary market?
There are different types of investors for each option.
Tell me.
Well, your ready project is an investor that wants an immediate return. They're happy with the market value where it is, and they want to take advantage of the current rents. And they've done their maths, and they've got their 8%, 9%, 3%, whatever it is that they want, and they're happy to make a move on it at current market value. And then you've got the long play, which is your off plan. You know, typically, when something goes from a paper asset off plan to a hard asset finished, you do see a spike in price because, you know, you have that assurance in the market that that product has been delivered. Whereas, you know, prior to that, you're buying a promise.
You'd hope it would be sold at a discount, basically. Because
from the
of
developer.
The risk. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is, right? It is. Yeah. You know, it is. But that's a long play. So, you know, you've got your cash in the market, not returning any tangible asset when you're buying off plan, in the hope that you will get the tangible asset when it hands over, and then take advantage of the rent rates. You know, case in point, a friend of mine, Daniel Garfoli, had a hand in building a project in Jumeirah Village Triangle, which I went to see the other day for an investor client of mine. His investors are making about 11 to 12% on their off plan. Now it's been delivered and being rented, because they bought at such a low price 3 or 4 years ago when it was an off-plan project. Because
right.
House prices have gone up and rents have gone up. So they're making 11 to 12% ROI. If you were to buy into that project now, you're making 6.5 to 7, which is still very good, but it's nearly half what these guys who got in earlier are at.
Yeah, but what if you bought secondary market 4 years ago? Maybe you'd also be making 11%.
Maybe, and you'd have
you'd been making that all the way through.
True.
So someone asked me recently, should they invest in off-plan or secondary market? And my general feeling and again, it's the more conservative option, which is obviously me through and through, is to invest in secondary market. You can value it correctly. You know what you're buying. You can see it. And you start to get return on investment immediately.
Mm.
The off-plan stuff is more speculative. And to be honest, the more popular the off-plan stuff gets, the harder it is to find a deal. Because there are some good deals out there where you're looking at the off-plan and you're saying, okay, that's genuinely being sold at a discount to, you know, what
which
I could
buy
be,
in the secondary
market.
If a
market,
developer's trying should, to sell yeah. at current market value, that project should sit around unsold or, you know, a limited amount of sales.
Should, but people love off plans so much in the UAE. Payment plans, the possibility of getting like a big bump in capital appreciation when it's handed over, being able to flip it, like what you were talking about there in terms of leverage, you can put down 10% on your off-plan property, you know, and then you can flip it and make, you know, and double that 10% if the market circumstances are correct.
Mm.
So there is that ability. Because in Abu Dhabi, you can sell after you've paid 20%. I don't know what it's like in Dubai.
Yeah, roughly. It depends.
Depends on the
developer. Yeah.
Yeah. So you do have that short-term kind of like those people who are, you know, interested in short-term investment. But we've said this before, in Abu Dhabi, secondary market's moving very slowly in terms of appreciation. So all the investors want to go into off-plan. Because
so are you seeing spikes in property values when they hand over?
So we haven't had a handover for a long time in terms of off-plan because
really?
There weren't a lot of launches. Obviously, as soon as the market picked up in 2020, every man and his dog's launching off plan, but those aren't being delivered
yet. Doesn't that go against the mantra of investing, right? You buy when people are selling, you sell when people are buying. So surely when a market's starting to go down and you're really seeing it in the doldrums, isn't that when, as a developer or anyone, you should be getting in?
Well,
I suppose with
a
developer, you can sell as soon as you've got the project registered with the land department, with us. I mean, I don't know who you guys have in Abu Dhabi, but
yeah.
You know, as soon as you've got a project registered with the land department and you've got, you know, your escrow account set up, you can start selling. So that can happen pretty quickly. That can only take, you know, could take a year or less. So maybe that's why they wait until the market turns and then they go, okay, fine, we can do it now and take advantage of these new prices rather than, but then you land bank when land's cheap and then just release the project when it's ready, when the market turns.
Yeah, listen, if you can really time the market, but you know, the market's tough to time. But as soon as, so in 2020, you know, well, not globally, but the Dubai market and the Abu Dhabi market picked up from, they've been kind of, you know, struggling for a long time. And people all of a sudden were like, okay, well, maybe we can buy. And so lots of people launched off plan. And we're only now seeing the first one, which is Noya, being handed over for a long time. And people are getting decent premiums on that.
How much?
I would say 10, 15%.
Some, over 4 years?
Some more. Three-year build, maybe 2.5.
Really? That's quick? Small project?
Townhouses. So big project. Being delivered in phases now, but townhouses obviously much quicker to build than high rise.
So 5% a year, right? Roughly.
Mm. Yeah, very possibly. Yeah. So if you'd have bought a secondary market during the same time, would you have made the same amount of money? Very possibly. But you know, people are enjoying getting this premium from the off plan, and they're seeing it as a good investment.
Are you seeing people selling before they have to make their last payment?
Yeah. Yeah, not a huge number of like those kind of distressed sales, particularly because it's a popular project.
Well, it's not a distress, it's a market play, right? If I don't have to put that money in and someone else will just make that last payment for me, then I'm just going to get my cream off the top of this little project and away I go, rather than having to pay that last percent.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense. If you're a seller, it doesn't make sense then getting a mortgage and making the final payment, having it all in your name and doing that, and then, you know, selling it a couple of months later.
Yeah.
It's better to sell it, you know, at that time and hand it over then and, you know, take your win.
So you're saying you wouldn't ever buy anything off plan?
No. What I think is there are some deals out there in off plan. There's not many, to be honest. If I look at Abu Dhabi, and I've mentioned a couple of projects in the past that I think are very, very good, but a lot of what is being sold, because off-plan is so popular, you're not getting that difference between the off-plan pricing and the secondary market pricing. And actually in Abu Dhabi, we've got some projects that are right next to each other. You know, one's built and one's off-plan, and the off-plan one is more expensive than the built one.
Really?
Yeah, and as a real estate agent, you're looking at going,
but
like,
this goes back to our previous one, is pricing important?
Well,
yeah, especially when you're outpricing a ready product for an off-plan.
Yeah, but listen, those projects are selling. They're not selling, you know, fantastically, but they're selling. People are willing to pay more because it's off-plan, and they get a payment plan, they're going to get something new, you know, they get to choose their unit, and they obviously,
how
buy
the building
into
next door?
The developer hype.
Can't be that old. Well, a year or two?
Yeah, 2000. In both projects, they're both handed over around about 2018-19.
Okay, so you're buying a four-year-old product.
Yeah, well,
versus,
I mean,
one that won't be ready for another 3 years.
Yeah, so it'll be seven years older. But the developer also comes along with all of this hype and, oh no, this is going to be different and we're going to have this and we're going to have that and the finishing's going to be, you know, this and this. And so people are like, oh, okay, yeah, I mean, you know.
If, I have to say, having been to a few developers with clients for penthouses and things like that, those guys are good. Like, they know how to build a mental image to build a story behind the project that they're selling. Obviously they have to, you know, that's where their training comes in. But man, those guys are good. They really like make you feel that their project is going to come alive.
Yeah.
Very impressed.
Well, good. Yeah. No, nothing better than a well-trained sales team.
Mm.
A lot of people don't value sales as a skill, but certainly particularly when you're selling something that you can't see. you have to be able to paint that picture, right? I mean, it's really important.
I'm going to name drop him. He was that good. His name is Abu Bakr, and he works for Omniet.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with him.
Really?
Very cool guy. Good. Keep it up, Abu Bakr.
5 stars on Google. There you go. Very nice. So just to recap then. So for me, I think if you're going to be doing renovation projects, it's kind of got to be a bit of a business for you, right? There's some people who they have that as their business.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that you should take on kind of lightly if you're not very experienced in that kind of market. And then also for me, I think if you are a conservative, let's say it's your first investment, buy secondary market. It's kind of a pain to manage. You've got tenants and stuff like that, but you can get a property manager. And if you've got a little bit of spare cash, you don't mind taking a considered wager on, then look around and find a very good off-plan project. And I wouldn't even mind buying it in the secondary market. I would say be very careful about launches and getting sucked into that kind of hype and being in the queue and hoping that you're going to get your unit and all that kind of stuff, because that's where they want to get you, the developers, right? I would buy in the secondary market after the launch, see what happened, did it go well, pay a bit of a premium, and do it that way.
What, rather than stand in a queue? You fancy, bro.
Well, the problem with the queue is you get to the queue and you wanted the studio and you get there, all the studios are sold out, and you end up buying a 2-bed full road view or full wall view or whatever it is, because you're that invested. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess from that perspective, you're right. You need to know when to say no, right? Yeah, if you're there. But like I said, like we agreed, they're really good at building up the hype, but the worst thing you can do, FOMO, like you say,
massive,
is just go there and, all right, I'll just take anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't get the project, the unit that you want from the original launch, then wait and suck it up, pay your 5% premium.
Yeah. I would absolutely agree with that, because if you pick a good project, and also this is something that where you can actually manage the market, because people hate to pay that premium. People absolutely hate to pay that premium because they feel the other person's like screwing them over. The other person's got a better deal. But what I would say is, in terms of your thinking time and in terms of your long-term investment, I would pay the premium. I would do that, and I would say, I've had time to have a considered look at it. I've had a look at the project. I've had a look at the pricing. I've had a look, in much more time and detail. I'm happy to pay the premium, because I know much better what I'm getting than if I was standing in line and waiting for it. So, and lots of people don't want to pay that premium. And there's people who turn and flip it immediately.
Yeah, what you say is true. When people ask you, what did they pay for it? When a buyer says, well, what did this guy pay for it? You're like, it's not important.
Yeah, what was the original purchase price? Doesn't matter.
How does that matter?
What is the value now?
Are you just going to stand there and wish you bought it 5 years ago?
Yeah.
If only I had a time machine.
Yeah, I'd be
a millionaire.
Yeah, I don't want that person ripping me off because they're making $500,000 on it. I'm sorry, look, they got in first.
Opportunity cost, baby.
Yeah, exactly. They got in first. They stood in that queue. They went with the FOMO, and it worked out for them. Sometimes it doesn't work out. So, just take your time and be more considered.
So to recap, your advice is go for the tangible asset.
Mm-hmm.
After that, go for the off plan. Would you ever do a buy to renovate? I'd love to do a buy to renovate.
If I had a company who I've worked with, so we renovated our house. We actually worked with a very good.
She did a brilliant company. Job. Yeah. She should quit your job.
Green Concepts. Very good, Rob and Shalani.
I'm talking about your project manager. Good. She should bin your real estate company and do project management, because she is brilliant. Yeah. Lee.
We had a good project manager.
Lee Bocker or Becker?
Becker.
Look up Lee Becker. She's brilliant.
Well, she's a good real estate agent.
She's an even better property manager. or project manager.
So because I have a renovation company who I trust, then I wouldn't mind to do it, because I know the quality of their work and I know the people, and and so that could definitely be something that I could get involved with in the future.
Do you think you've had an uplift in your house since you renovated it in value?
I have no idea. Because the
are you interested in stuff like that?
No, because it's my home.
Yeah, but it's still nice. You can snuggled up in bed and go, I just made 500 grand.
I'm definitely sure that it's not that. And also, the issue still with Abu Dhabi is you're not getting the same kind of uplift for renovated projects that you might get in Dubai.
Well, it will happen.
Because the market, I think you're right. I think it will happen for sure. People will start to see
the sleeping giant of Abu Dhabi will awake.
Yeah. I believe that to be true.
Me too, genuinely. I do. I think Abu Dhabi is a very good place to be investing. I get a lot more interest. Well, you'll have a case in point. I keep on sending you brokers from Dubai who are looking for stuff in Abu Dhabi. Way more this year than I ever have in the past.
Specifically Sadiat, yeah. Mostly with Russians, but you know.
Still waiting for a single referral fee, just FYI. Just waiting. Just...
See me afterwards. Anyway, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much. I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I've been Barney from Dubai.
I will see you next time.